Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life, Babe podcast. I am your host, Lydia Killian, and this is the podcast you come to if you want to change your self-concept fast, you want to manifest everything you've ever wanted, and you want to get a life you are absolutely obsessed with. This is the place for you, and today's episode is all about getting proactive with your manifestations and acting as if. Things you can do to act as if, and I'm going to be sharing with you some of the things I've done to manifest the things I've wanted to act as if. And I call it lining up your ducks. I don't know where that phrase comes from. I don't know if it's even a real phrase. Getting your affairs in order. I don't know. It's lining up your ducks in my head. In fact, I'm going to Google it now. Yeah, I'm a genius. Lining up your ducks means to get yourself organized and prepared for something, essentially putting everything in order, like a row of ducks, neatly aligned. It's a common idiom that means to get your ducks in a row. I knew I wasn't making it up. What a perfect explanation. So yeah, we're going to be lining up our ducks today, and I'm so excited about that. And I'm also excited about helping your manifest love this year. Yep, I have a new course out. I have a new workshop out. And it's about how to manifest love. Now, you're all aware, and if you are single and feeling some type of way about being single, then you are going to be hyper aware that Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And Valentine's Day can be a huge trigger for so many of us when we are trying to manifest love. Why not this year get your ducks lined up and start manifesting love now instead of sitting there feeling triggered, instead of sitting there wondering why is it not happening for me, instead of wondering why you're always ghosted or why nothing works out for you? Why don't we get proactive about it? Why don't we change the story? That is what this workshop is all about. And trust me, I'm speaking from experience. I was single for 7 years until I changed my love story, until I actually started focusing on what I needed to work on, removing the limiting beliefs, removing the old stories I was telling myself. One of the biggest ones I used to tell myself was men can't commit, they wouldn't commit to me. Men are actually the more committed species, in my opinion. They will do ridiculous things for sports. They will get cauliflower ears for playing rugby. They will get up at 6 a.m. to go play football. Like, they are, in my opinion, very committed. That narrative of people not committing to me was just a story that I had repeated enough times and experienced so that it had that confirmation bias effect. It was my negative belief, and therefore I was attracting like people into that situation. And so therefore it was confirming my negative belief, thus making me believe it even further. Do you get how this is a negative cycle that we need to break? That's what we're doing. We are breaking the cycle in this workshop. When I tell you this shit works, like I got a comment the other day saying, "Girl, I've just manifested my dream man. Self-concept really was everything." And I also had somebody message me saying 2 months after doing the 2-week self-concept challenge, they got engaged after just 1 month after dating, and they are super in love and moving in together. That's how fast this shit works when you know what to do. So in this workshop, we're going to be removing the blocks you have to love. We're going to be creating and programming in the new story. We're going to be releasing resistance, and we're going to be fully embodying the version of you who has their dream relationship, stepping into receiving mode and expecting it to turn up, knowing your worth, being your most confident self. And if you get it this week, you get 20% off for the pre-sale discount. The content is released on Monday, the 3rd of Feb, and I am so excited to have you in there. There is a sleep affirmation track in there that is going to be exclusive to this workshop that is going to blow your mind, blow your socks off. I cannot describe how happy I am to be delivering this course to you. I just feel like I'm going to get invited to so many weddings from this workshop, and I cannot wait. I will leave the link below in the show notes, and don't forget 20% off using code TLF20 if you get it before Sunday of this week. Let's jump into today's episode now. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this episode. I am a very excitable person. I will admit, I cried when I went to Zante with my boyfriend because the ocean was so blue. And I even made a reel with, "And the water is so blue." Like, I am so excitable, but I am really excited by this episode because I honestly believe this has been such a powerful tool for me for manifesting my desires. Because when you start lining up your ducks, when you start acting as if, when you start doing things that you would do if your manifestation was here or if you were getting ready for it, then you create that positive expectancy in the subconscious mind. You are telling your subconscious mind, it's here, it's done. Why else would I be doing this thing if I didn't have the manifestation. You create such a powerful magnetic energy by doing things and putting skin in the game for your manifestations. Like, you are showing the universe, I'm having it, mate. I'm having it. Like, give it to me, baby, because I'm having it. So I'm going to list out a few of the things I did to give you some examples. And they may not be in chronological order because my brain is very scatty like that. But the first one I can think of is when I was manifesting my limited edition brand new Courser when I was 17, 18 years old. I was obsessed with that car. I would look at it in the dealership. I would look in the magazines. Like, I was obsessed with this car, and I really shouldn't have been able to get that car because I don't regret getting the car. I don't think the dealership should have given it me. I was on £400 a month and the car was £220 a month. And after you've paid insurance and you've paid petrol, you have not got... I went from being the girl who has money all the time because I've worked since I was 13 years old, £2.70 an hour, waitressing. That is showing my age without wage. But yeah, I went from being the girl who had loads of money to having £5 left after this Courser, but it was worth it. I loved it. I absolutely adored that car. I should have just had the intuition to manifest more money at the time, but I didn't. Oh, actually, no, I did. I did. I used to sell things on eBay. Anyway, that's a different story for another day. That's a money story subject. But when I was manifesting this car, I was getting things for this car before I even had it. So I would buy the air freshener thing that you stick on the mirror. I had like some cleaning stuff for the car. I had this other air freshener thing, and I had a playlist like this. Oh my God, am I just gonna reveal my age in every way possible on today's podcast? But I was burning CDs ready for getting this car. You used to go Powerland, you'd buy a set of 20 disc CDs, and you'd get back home, you'd go on your laptop, which ran so slow, and you would burn music onto that CD. And I made a few car playlists, and I would listen to those and just imagine that I was in the Courser, and I manifested the Courser. And it was a fab manifestation because my mum and dad refused to be guarantors on this. We had a little bit of an argument, I'm not going to lie. I went down to the dealership when they were on holiday to get this car because they told me I shouldn't get it. And also, I don't think they would give me that amount of credit with that wage these days. Like, half of your wage going towards a car payment is very irresponsible, and I mean, they might do it, but yeah. Anyway, fabulous manifestation. We're skipping ahead a lot now, so it's definitely not going to be in chronological order. It's going to be as and when I remember them throughout this episode. But when I was manifesting clients, when I did this business the first time around, because I used to take on people for up to 3 months as a one-on-one client, and I don't do that anymore, but I would onboard them before they'd even come into my atmosphere. Like, I would buy them a congratulations card for signing up. I would buy that journal ready for the client that was going to sign up that week. I would have like a little care package ready for this client to send to them as soon as they signed up with me, because that's what I would do if somebody signed up for 3 months. So I was already getting prepared for that client coming in. I was telling my subconscious mind, we have a client, we need to send her a care package. When it came to me moving to Ibiza in 2018, I had no idea how I was even going to do that. I'd never worked abroad before. I'd never lived abroad before. So I had no idea about how to get an apartment, anything like that. But I knew the way would come to me if I started lining my ducks up. So I wasn't planning on moving to Ibiza until May of that year, because that's when the season usually opens. Well, April, May, the season opens, but May's warmer, so I like to go in May. And I started packing for that in January. And the thing is, when you start putting skin in the game, when you start lining up your ducks, the path will be made for you. It will become clear. Like, I feel like so many of us, and myself included at times, when I forget that I'm this powerful bad bitch manifester, that sounds so up myself, but you know what I mean? We've got to give that self-esteem a go. But I forget sometimes, and you try and control the how, and you try and figure out how you're going to manifest it, and that's not your job. It never has been, it never will be, and it's actually futile trying to figure that out anyway. So when you do this and you start acting as if, the path will just be shown to you. And it's probably the easiest way of figuring out the how is to just start acting like it. I've spoken about this a few times, but when I was manifesting a relationship this time last year, I was cooking every night because I love cooking. And when I'm in a relationship, I like to be wifey. So I was like, okay, I need something to do. I need a hobby. I need to get a fucking life and not spend my evenings moaning about how single I am and how lonely I am, because evenings and weekends were a trigger for me. So I was like, I need to do something that fills up my evenings. I can't just do sports every single night. So let me do something that's a hobby for me, but it was also acting as if. And now that's my reality. I would listen to love songs and I would make new recipes for myself every single night. Recipes that I ended up making for my now boyfriend. I don't think you have to set out 2 plates of dinner every single night and talk to yourself. Like, I didn't take it that far. But you could do things like cleaning out a spare drawer ready for the man or woman you're manifesting in. You could buy a spare toothbrush. You could just make sure the house is tidy. Like, I saw Tone speak about this the other day. So Tone on TikTok, like goated. He is one of my favorite creators on there. He has been for the past few years. I follow him on my personal account for years. And he spoke about how like he'd be cleaning the house if he was manifesting a relationship. And I was like, that is so true. Like, you're not going to have a dusty house, like a minging house, if you're manifesting in a nice relationship. And I actually did that with my bedroom. Like, the paneling in my bedroom used to be like a duck egg color. And don't get me wrong, it was nice, but it wasn't my aesthetic. And so I was like, okay, I need to change this. I need to get new bed sheets. And I just started doing things that made it feel more of a sanctuary and more of a place that I would want someone to spend time with me in there. I also started buying myself flowers this time last year and just making that my weekly treat for myself. And just, I started treating myself how I wanted a man to treat me. And when you do that, you're not going to accept shitty behavior from somebody that manifests in. Because you're going to go, hang on, I don't treat me like that. You're not treating me like that. When you start treating yourself as the version of you who's in that relationship, you will start living by that, and that will be your new energetic standard. When I was 21, I manifested losing 4 stone. For my audience that's not in the UK, that is 56 pounds. So I dropped 56 pounds. Don't get me wrong, I put it on when I was in a bad, bad relationship. So that was never my weight to have anyway. That wasn't my natural sitting weight. But I lost it when I was 21. And one thing I did was I had a pair of jeans that I'd bought from River Island and I hung them up in my wardrobe. So every single morning I woke up and I looked at those pair of jeans and I knew I would fit in them. And eventually they ended up being too baggy on me. I'm sure I also had a few bikinis as well in my goal weight size. But that's just a really fun way as well. Like, you can go shopping for your future self. I've recently manifested a new... I feel like I'm not even segueing into the next topic. but I've recently manifested the Mercedes I've been trying to manifest for years. I had a lot of limiting beliefs around it. And this is why it is so important to be aware of your limiting beliefs and the stories you are telling yourself as to why you can't have it, why you don't deserve it. And I had a lot around not being able to look after it and it being a big responsibility and all of these kind of things. So I brought a handheld Hoover, like a small Hoover, and that was my sign to the universe, like, universe, I'm going to look after this car. Like, I promise you, I'm going to look after this car. I promise myself I'm going to look after this car. That was a way for me to line the ducks up. I also started to empty, because my boot was so, when I say my boot was full in my Golf, so my Golf was a 2010 Golf. It did have my private reg on, but it was a 2010 Golf, and the bumper was duct taped on. The boot was full to the brim of things that I had put in it from a house I lived in 2 years ago when I moved out. So I'm talking weights, a whole big girl, big boy set of weights, dumbbells a lot. Belt dumbbell, is that what they're called? Dumbbells? Bars? Anyway, there was a lot of weights in there. There was Christmas decorations from that house. Like, this was a car that was not being looked after. And I thought, how the hell am I expecting to get a new car that I'm going to look after if I'm not looking after this one at the moment? So then I started taking her for regular valets. Even though she's, like, old and she, you know, when they're a bit older, you don't really do that as much, I don't think. And I was like, no, I'm going to start showing myself and showing the universe and lining up my ducks, getting the car ready for when it's going to be sold. And even that, like, I manifested selling the car last week and I didn't think anyone would buy it. I thought I was going to have to take it to We Buy Any Car. And I told you all about how I got scammed last week. And I decided the day I got scammed, I was like, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen that I'm going to be reimbursed for this money. And the universe is just going to reimburse me. And I'm just going to use this as a lesson to manifest more money and stick to my new money story. Because clearly I've wobbled a little bit. And I'm, kid you not, 2 days, was it the day after? No, it was the day after. I saw somebody and they said, Lydia, you're selling the car. And I said, I wasn't going to. I was going to take it to We Buy Any Car. But yeah, okay. And this, they bought it from me. But this also satisfied another manifestation as well, because I really didn't want that car to go to We Buy Only Car. I really didn't want that car to go to scrap. I knew she still has 20,000 miles in it. She deserves to be loved. She deserves to be driven, even if the bumper's falling off a little bit. Like, that car deserves love. Girls need love too. That car, Stormzy, deserves love. And the fact that it's gone to a family, and a family that I love and know and adore, means the world to me. So had some great manifestations this week. But that is how I lined my ducks up for getting the car. I started acting as if I already had it. I started acting as if I'd already got rid of my old car. I started acting as if the new car was on its way. I was buying, again, similar thing to what I did with the Corsa all those years ago. I was buying things for that car. I also did this when I was manifesting moving into my first home on my own as well. So I would buy little things for it, like little candles, anything like that. Cheap B&M stuff, nothing that rocked the boat, nothing that splashed my cash. I didn't have any cash at the time, it was a pandemic. Like, I moved out with no income. The fact I got that house in the first place is nothing short of miraculous. You could never convince me manifestation isn't real from the things I've manifested. But I manifested that house. And I was buying little things for it. I was buying cleaning stuff for it. I knew I was getting an apartment. Well, it ended up being a townhouse, but I knew I was moving out. And my best friend, Steph, she also helped me with this. So we used to do something called Magic Mornings. And, well, we still do it now, but we don't do it as often. Steph's got a little boy. I feel like life is a lot different than it was 5-6 years ago, where we used to do it every single day. We're both a lot busier. But every now and then, we will do a Magic Morning. But back then we were doing them a lot, and we were talking about all the stuff we were going to manifest, but we used to voice note each other in present tense. And so I would be like, oh my God, Steph, my new house is beautiful. I love how everything's white. I love my new sofa. And I love just sitting in this house in my grey loungewear. I feel like the baddest bitch on the planet. And it was really the grey loungewear that I would mention every single day. And bless her heart, I opened my door one morning to a package of grey loungewear. This was before I'd even manifested the house, even found the house. This was a few months before. And the fact she brought me that just solidified in my mind, like, this is what I'm going to be wearing in my new house. So she helped me do that. And within a few months, I was wearing it in that new house, which I manifested during a no income period in the pandemic. Like, I cannot even tell you how crazy it was. Like, I was on Universal Credit and I manifested a house. It was crazy. And that's the thing, like, manifestation is not logical. Like, your logical brain will go, don't buy anything, don't get your hopes up, don't do things, that's weird. Like, it's weird to do things as if you already had it. That's what your logical brain is going to say. And your logical brain is going to go, oh, you can't have that house because you're in the pandemic and you aren't earning a lot and you're on Universal Credit. Oh, you can't manifest that business because you're grieving. Like, when I started this business the second time around, you can't teach people how to manifest, you're grieving, that doesn't make sense. Oh, you can't manifest moving to Ibiza, you have no idea what to do. Like, get fucked. Manifestation is not logical. And when you start doing illogical things towards this, I don't mean like proper weird shit. Like, I don't mean being absolute creep about it. Like, I don't mean like, oh, what would be the line? I can't even think what the line would be. Like, don't start buying men's boxers and packing them into a drawer. Like, that's, it's like, no man's going to turn up to your house and want to wear some boxers that they haven't bought. Do you know what I mean? There is a bit of a limit to my batshit crazy statement. But what I mean is, when you start doing illogical things towards this manifestation, like packing for a move that you haven't even made yet, or buying candles for a house you don't even have yet, or buying an air freshener for a car you don't have yet. When you do illogical things like that, you are showing such a positive expectancy to the universe of, I have it, it's mine, it's on its way. I have it, it's mine, it's on its way. Look, universe, I'm doing things that I would do if I already had it. And this doesn't have to be physical things as well. Like with the cooking thing that I was talking about when I was manifesting a relationship, I wouldn't say that's a physical thing that I'm buying. Obviously, I've got to buy the food, but that was just something I was doing. That was just someone I was being. So how can you show up every single day as that person and act as if as well? Like when I was manifesting getting 10K on TikTok, I can't just sit there and journal on that every single night. I have to make videos. I have to make videos if I want to be a TikToker. If I want a big following on TikTok, I have to make videos. So I started making videos every single day. Even if they were crap, I posted them. I just really wanted to find my rhythm with TikTok. I was used to doing long form content. Like years ago, I just used to press live, go on Facebook Live for like half an hour to an hour every single day, let me add. What did I used to talk about? But yeah, I was used to long form content. So I had to really find a way to cut my yapping down to 3 minutes and learn that skill. And that was a way for me to act as if I already had this big TikTok account every single day. I was researching how to add in call to actions. I brought a course on how to be magnetic on TikTok or something along those. That was basically the point of the program. I don't think that's what it was called. But I was learning how to be that TikToker. I was learning how to be that businesswoman who had a big platform on that page. And I did the same with Reels at the start of this year. And they've just started to pop off. By the way, if you don't follow me on Instagram, the link is below. It's the same as the podcast. Get a fucking life. Well, get an effing life, babe. I add so many more behind the scenes stuff on my Instagram than I do on any other platform. Like, Instagram is the place to be if you want to see all the juicy behind the stuff bits. But last year, I didn't think I could just cross promote my TikTok to my Instagram. I understand you have to do things a bit differently on there. I understand it's a different audience. And especially now, I feel like it's starting to pay off. Probably because I've removed my limiting beliefs around being seen and I just don't care at the minute. So I feel like I'm really coming into my own on the Reels as well. And I had to learn that. If it's a career you want, what can you start doing daily? If it's a goal weight you want, what can you start doing daily? I brought a walking pad. That's going to help me get down to my summer goal. Like, what can you start doing daily to act as if you already had that thing? And obviously, you know the name of the podcast by now. Get a fucking life, babe. I genuinely believe that getting a life is one of the biggest ways you can act as if. Because if this thing was already here, you would not be thinking about it that much. And the more you can do things to get a life, so the more you can have fun, the more you can have hobbies. Like, the way I've been having fun this week is I am influenced. I get such influence, such influence. I get so influenced. I brought the TikTok shop pens and the colouring book, but I brought a Nike one. So it's all like Air Force and Jordans and stuff like that for me to colour in. I've had so much fun this week. I had a 90-minute massage on Monday and I did not relax as much as when I was colouring in later that night. Like, I didn't even realise the heating had broke and gone off. I was having that much fun colouring. I'm literally sat here right now with a hot water bottle on, despite the heating being on. That's how nesh I am. That's how cold I get. I didn't even notice the whole house had gone freezing because I was that enthralled in my colouring. I put my affirmations on YouTube and I just sat there losing myself to this colouring. So it doesn't even have to be something expensive. It doesn't have to be something where you're outside of the house. It doesn't have to be something extravagant like going and having martinis with your friends. It can be something as little as colouring in. Like, get a life and fill your life up with things that make you feel fun, that make you have fun, that bring you peace, that bring you joy, that bring you fulfillment. That is going to be acting as if, because if you already had what you wanted, you would feel all those things. That's going to become your natural attraction point and you're going to release resistance by having as much fun as possible. Like, I guarantee if you were in a relationship and you were feeling happy, secure, content, you'd just be loving life. You'd just be having fun. I guarantee if you had that car you wanted, you're not worrying about money. You've got it. You know you have it. You're just going to have fun. Everything comes back to having fun. Like, I know that if you manifested the career you want, you're feeling like the best woman on the planet, the best man on the planet. You're feeling like, yeah, I've got this. I can do this. I'm going to own every room I walk into. I'm just going to have fun. Like, your life would be filled with fun. The only reason you want what you want is because you want the feeling that it will bring you. So if you can collapse that time and space now by acting as if you're already having fun, already loving life, already living your life now, that is going to make it manifesting faster. When we have these things on a pedestal, when we put so much importance on our manifestation, it takes forever and it really hinders your self-concept as well because you're placing so much importance on it. And I promise you, if you start acting as if, you start living your life and you descend to the manifestation, it's going to flood in so fast. So they are my examples. If I think of anything else, I'll add them to my Instagram. So shameless shout out again, go follow me. And like I said, if you want to join the new Manifest Love Workshop, then the link is below. There is 20% off until Sunday, and the content is going to be released on Monday. And I cannot wait to see what you all manifest from it. I cannot wait to see how you all feel after it. That's the main, like, okay, the manifestation is going to be great. Relationship's going to be great. Blah, 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 ta, ta, ta. But how you feel from doing this work, when you let go of your insecurities, when you let go of all those stories that you've held on to for probably like 20, 30 years now, of why you're not good enough, why you don't deserve love, when we let them go, oh, life just opens up for you. So I'm so excited. And it is the month to do it because it's the month of love. So join me. The link is below. Thank you all so much for listening as usual. I am so obsessed with this podcast. I love that I'm being so consistent with it now. And it just really, really makes my business so much fun. It adds just that little bit of personality. I feel like a lot of my content is educational and it's how to manifest, how to do this. Where, and it, like, I know that the podcast is as well, but I feel like I can really just bring my personality out, and you guys have given me that safe space to do so, and that safe space to feel comfortable to share my wins and share how I manifest things. And that's just beautiful for me. So thank you all so much for listening, and I love you as always. I will see you next time.